This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
Welcome to this brand new episode of Chimes Bookshelf. My name is Manika, and the book that we are going to discuss today is the sequel of one of the books that we've already discussed in the past and have recently made an audiobook on it. It's called The Wizard of Oz. Yes, it's written by Lyman Frank Baum. The Wizard of Oz was a story about a little girl, Dorothy, who goes to a strange land and goes through many adventures in order to go back to Kansas, her home. Sequel to that book is The Marvelous Land of Oz. It was also written by Lyman Frank Baum, illustrated by John R. Neal, and the book was published in the year 1904. The Marvelous Land of Oz is a story that takes place after Dorothy goes back to Kansas. The protagonist of the novel is an orphan boy named Tip. Tip lives in the northern region of Oz called Gilligan Country, and the country is ruled by an extremely wicked witch. She's always been mean to Tip, so Tip plans to frighten her with a jack-o'-lantern and calls him Jack Pumpkinhead. But the witch actually does not get frightened. Instead, she threatens him that she will transform him into a marble statue. Tip runs away with Jack the same night. Going further, Tip meets General Ginger, who wishes to overthrow the Scarecrow. Yes, the Scarecrow, who was Dorothy's friend and was ruling the Emerald City. The General goes to the Emerald City, tries to terrorize the citizens, and meanwhile, Tip takes Jack and along with him the Scarecrow, and they escape from there on Tip's friend Sawhorse's back. They all reach at the Winky Kingdom, where the Tin Woodman rules, and they plan to return to Emerald City with his help. Later, Tip along with his friends reaches the palace of Glinda, the good witch who used to live in Oz's southern region in the Quadling Country. Glinda then accompanies them to the Emerald City and meet the wicked witch of North. What happens next? Is Glinda able to reach the Witch of the North? Who exactly is Tip? Where does he come from? And who is Princess Ozma? And what happens with rest of the company? For this, you have to pick up a copy of the book and read it. Talking about the entire novel, The Marvelous Land of Oz, it has been adapted in many a stage plays, radio plays, and many theatrical adaptations. The lessons that this book teaches are that of goodwill, friendship, companionship, adventures, and truth. It denotes no matter how much you try to hide, finally the truth comes out, which was the truth of Princess Ozma. As I said, to know more, you'll have to pick up a copy of the book and read. The Marvelous Land of Oz for us today in Chimes Bookshelf. To listen to our reviews and recommendations for other books, do explore more episodes of this podcast, which is Chimes Bookshelf.